to bet that isn't the case. We said that we can predict with 90% accuracy whether a couple will stay together or not, and if it'll be a happy union. But that's not written in stone. We can't literally see the future. We simply make our best guess based on the patterns we observe. When people change those unhealthy patterns to healthy ones, they can change their future. You might think that the couples who are most unhappy at the beginning of an intervention will benefit the least, that they won't be able to catch up. But it's just not true. Our research, and the research of others in the field, shows that couples who are struggling the most actually make the most gains. Everyone can benefit. And if you're in a rocky patch, you actually stand to change the most. In short, it's not too late to strengthen your relationship. What if my partner isn't enthusiastic about doing this with me? It would be great if you both listened along together. But this is real life, and things don't always go according to the ideal. If you're the primary partner listening to this book, share with your partner the most interesting tidbits from each chapter. Something like, "Hey, did you know that couples who cuddle have the most sex?" is sure to get their attention. Tell them this. The exercises are easy. Most can be done in just a few minutes. And they're fun. Tell your partner that these are all ways to increase passion, connection, and good sex, and to bring a little more lightness and love into the house. We could all use that, no matter how great our partnerships are already. Can I really change my relationship in just 1 week? When we were running the Love Lab, we had plenty of success working with couples and tailoring a fleet of interventions for them to try. But we wondered, what if couples couldn't take off for a whole weekend of workshops? Could we still make a difference? So we ran an experiment with the help of Reader's Digest and the writer Joan DeClaire. We brought couples in. They did a full relationship assessment that all couples did who came into the office, exhaustive questionnaires that got into every nook and cranny of their relationship. Then we sent them off to lunch. While they went to get a sandwich, we met with our staff to pore over their answers, evaluate the data, and choose one single intervention that we could do with them in an hour. For instance, training them to positively express their needs without criticizing their partner. When they came back, we did the one intervention we'd chosen. Then we waited. 2 years. After those 2 years, Joan followed up with all the couples. What she found was a staggering success rate for that single intervention. By and large, these couples had changed their dynamic, and they stayed changed 2 years later. Yes, we pinpointed the intervention that we guessed would be most helpful, but it was striking that one single shift in the way a couple interacted could have this much of an impact on their relationship and on their lives. Can these small shifts in habits that we recommend here really change your relationship? Yes. We're in love. Isn't that enough?